This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Anger is Your Enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Anger is neither good for a person's physical health, nor is it good for one's spiritual health. Sometimes a person gets angry at something, but is not able to let out his anger. For example, imagine a situation where, you know, a person is angry, but is scared of his life, and hence he's not capable of letting out his anger. Right? Because of the circumstances, because of the limitations and restrictions. He's not in a position to exercise his anger, to make it operational, right? But now consider another situation when a person has the ability to let out his anger. And in that situation, you know, where he has the authority, he does not have those limitations binding him down or, you know, controlling him from displaying his anger, what is it that Prophet of Allah says in this regard, in this very situation? The Prophet of Allah says, anyone who suppresses an anger which could be brought into operation, Allah will give him a security and a tasteful faith in return from it. So wise people, they control their anger. Wise people resist anger. We see that Prophet of Allah said in another place that the wisest of people is he who is the most moderate and the most provident of people is he who suppresses his anger the most. Indeed, by patience, one can attain the position of him who prays at night and observes fasting on the day. So we're talking about really good mu'mineen, right? If you can get to their status and their position by just controlling your anger and inappropriate anger, then what is better than that? Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of anger is your enemy. The scholars of akhlaq and Islamic ethics, they have said that there are different paths that Islam has provided for people to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, some paths are better and faster than other paths, right? In this regard, the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, among the best paths to Allah are the suppression of anger and having patience with afflictions. Islam has defined various vices that a believer has been urged to stay away from. Each one of those vices are detrimental to a person's spirituality. This is something we already know. This is something that is already established. Now, what does Imam Ali alayhi salam say about the vice of anger? Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, anger is a vice that, when followed, causes destruction. He also said, anger is an enemy of yours, so do not admit it into your soul. You know, how many of us consider, you know, anger to be our enemy? You know, how many of us, we slam the door at the face of this anger when it is about to enter our, you know, batin and our interior? We do not necessarily take it to be a sensitive issue. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that take it as your enemy and basically don't let it in your system. Once it gets in your system and you get used to of it, then you start using this faculty of anger in the wrong places. Of course, there's the right use of anger, which we will talk about at some other place. Right now, we're talking about the inappropriate use of anger.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.